Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanere Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon the man of God, and he is anointed to preach the word. Tears on your pillow and pain in your heart, Jesus healed your heart. Oh my Jesus, he has the power to heal you. Oh, the whole the comforter in my life. Jesus is anointed to heal your broken heart. When you have tears on your pillow and pain in your heart, Jesus heals your heart.
By a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet was he preserved. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
Now a woman in the city of Nain. Her son had died, and she could not be has been bent over for 18 years. No one loved her, and no one showed her any kindness. Oh no. But one day she met Jesus. She said to her, "Woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmity." The woman with the issue of blood. Oh, she has been bleeding for 12 long years. But one day she met Jesus, and she turned the garment of the Lord. That day, and she was healed. Oh, oh. When she had tears on her pillow, pain in her heart, Jesus healed her heart. Oh, oh, oh. When she had tears on her pillow, pain in her heart, Jesus healed.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, First West Church, are you excited this morning? Are you excited? Are you excited? Tell your neighbor, I am excited. Oh, learn a new word. I am excited. Not excited. 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 Yeah. You know, there's a battery called Exide. Exide. Uh-huh. So, are you excited this morning? Are you excited? Amen. This morning we have the visionary, the man who started this church. Yes, the man who got the steel, the roof, who built this place. He's in church this morning. Make some noise for Smokes Church! Hallelujah. Amen. And you know, I want to tell you that this morning you haven't left your house to come and meet a man. No. You haven't left your workplace, left your mother who wanted to send you to Kaswa. You've left your mother to come to church to see a George Senator. That's not what you have come to see. You know, the Bible says in Matthew 11 verse 8. verse 8, the Bible asks a question. It says that, what went you out for to see? Like, what did you go out to go and see? What did you go out to go and see? He said, a man clothed in soft raiment? No. He said, behold, they that wear soft clothing, they're in king's house. If you want people who are wearing nice clothing and psychedelic, whatever, you go to Flagstaff House. That's where you go and see them. Or you go to Mensia, then you see people in soft clothing. Are you there? I've left. I'm asking you, what have you come here for to see? What have you come to see? What have you come to see? Verse 9. Jesus asked the question again. What went ye out for to see? Then he gives the answer. A prophet? He said, yes, yes, yes. I say unto you, and more than a prophet. First verse said, you have not come to see a man in soft raiment. You have not come to see a man that is being blown by the wind, like a weak branch that is being blown. You have come to see the prophets of God. You know, before I invite him, I think it's a good time to introduce you to Mpai Bokesie. That happens at the Living Bread Cathedral on Thursdays. Thursday evening, there's a great meeting that happens at the Living Bread Cathedral. Strictly prophetic. Tell your neighbor, strictly prophetic. Strictly prophetic. This week's edition is on Friday. Ask your neighbor, do you know the name of the service? Ask your neighbor, do you know the name of that service? You don't know the name. You don't know. You see, tell your neighbor, 50% of your life is gone because you don't know the name of that service. 75%. Okay. Wonderful. Yes. The name of that service, the strictly prophetic service, that service is called All Things Are Possible Miracle Service. All things are possible miracle service. And the prophet of that service is the pastor of this church. Put your hands together and let's welcome my pastor, your pastor, the Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo.
This is one of the nicest churches. It's a very, very, very nice church. And I want to say to you that when you see something happening, especially if it's nice, you have to ask yourself, who is responsible for this? Yeah. You know, let me read a scripture. Turn your Bible to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 4. Just before you sit down, you are sitting down in a few seconds, but I want you to look at this. It says, for every house is builded. This Old English is the right word, is built. Every house is built by some man, but he that built all things is God. So when you see a nice house, don't think it just dropped from heaven. No, I'm informing you that every house is built by someone. And I'm very happy that God has given us a builder. Yes. A builder of this house. So when you come here and it's a nice house, remember that there is a builder. And I really like the atmosphere that is here. And if you are here today and it's your first time, is anybody here who is here for the first time? Can you wave your hand? 1, 3. It's beautiful. You must love this place. Yeah, it's a place for you. Think about ways of making this your house, because you may not get a place like this anywhere else in this world. So I want us to clap our hands and appreciate our pastor. His name is BG, a fine anointed pastor, and we love him. We enjoy him. We feel that he's a gift from God for us. So clap your hands and let's appreciate our pastor. And I want to welcome all of you also to church. It's been a while since I've been here. While Sister Flo was flying all over Europe, I was in Madagascar, the tip of Madagascar. You'll be there. Then from there, we cross over to Liberia through Accra. And it's really a blessing to be here to see that you are looking nice, you are looking healthy, you are looking powerful. And I want you to clap your hands and let's appreciate the first timers. So remember that every house is built by someone. So you will learn to honor builders, because nothing will happen if someone doesn't rise to build. Yeah. These chairs here are waiting for someone to build. So may the Lord select you, anoint you, and use you mightily as a builder. In Jesus' name, amen. Lift your hands and let's pray. I want you to pray and ask the Lord to speak to you these few minutes. Father, bless us. Father, bless us. Father, bless us. Father, help us and guide us. Through the spoken word, through the spoken word, and let your will be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want us to turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 7. Today, you know, I really enjoyed the Holy Spirit series I did. The baptism, really. It was baptism. And I hope that you visit the podcast once a while. If you don't, I want to encourage you, those at the back, those in the middle, I want to encourage you to listen, to visit the Edwin Ogo podcast. Can you show them the picture? Is there something? Oh, it's not here. You don't have it here. Okay. But it's a podcast, Edwin Morgan Ogo podcast. That's where we keep all the messages we preach. And I have preached some very important messages on baptism, water baptism, and Holy Spirit baptism. They are very, very important. Today, I want to share, obviously I will not finish, but I want to share another very important message from Matthew chapter 7, verse 22. Now, I don't know whether we should even project the scriptures or we should just read them in our Bibles. First time, as we don't have Bibles, they should know that we use paper Bible. So, off the screen. Yes. So next week Sunday, when you are coming, ask your auntie for her engagement Bible. Ask your mother for a Bible. Amen. And get a notebook like this. A notebook like this. It will not be as posh as this, but something to write in. Do you see? And then also get a pen like this. I don't think you use pencil at this stage. So pen and write is very important. Amen. How are you doing, baby? So, Matthew 7, I'm reading now. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. This is a prophecy that will come to pass. Many. Do you see the word many there? Many is different from few. Many means majority. A lot of people will come to Jesus on that day, and when they see him, the first word that will come from their mouth is Lord. Which means that they perceived Jesus as their Lord. They will not mention the Lord once. They will say, Lord, Lord. Which is an affirmation and a confirmation that Jesus is their Lord. Now, at this point, I want to ask, is there anyone here who believes that Jesus Christ is his or her Lord? Is there anybody here like that? I was told there were 14 of you here. You believe that Jesus is your Lord? So you are likely to be one of those who will stand in front of him and say, Lord, Lord. Then they will continue. They won't just mention the name Lord, Lord. They will proceed further to list the things they have done for their Lord. Some will say they prophesied, which does not mean to say secret things, but to speak under an influence. Like this morning, I am prophesying. I am speaking under an unction. In your name we prophesied. In your name we did many wonderful works. I was a Basenta leader. I was a constituency overseer. I had my own fellowship. I was in charge of the choir. I was the lady pastor in charge of dancing stars. Oh, I was a frontliner in the church. In fact, I sang the solo each time before the pastor preached. I was the soloist. So it's not only the pastor who will say that in your name I preached. That's the word prophesy. So pastors like us will say that, but I did this in your name. I left my profession and came to be a pastor preaching in your name. Then when I leave, the soloist will also come and say that I am the one who sang before the pastor. Who sang today? Oh, she sang. So when I leave, then she will also come with her credentials that I did the solo before that man preached. Then those involved in the crusades will say that we went to preach and did wonderful works. Yes. But he will say, I hope there are three people listening to me. They will say that, he will say to them, I don't know you. This is the word of God. This is the word of God. It should sober you. Say, I never knew you. Give me the New American Standard version of this. I never knew you. Depart from me. And when you depart from Jesus on that day, where are you going? On that day, there will only be two destinations. Jesus' destination and Satan's destination. Now, what he said was that the reason why he would say, I never knew you, is that you practice lawlessness. You don't have respect for the laws of my kingdom. So today, I am here to help myself first and to help you, that on that day such words will not be used to describe us. Now, there are many laws. There are many laws which we have to respect. One of such laws is what I'm going to talk to you about. And it's the law of destination. The law of destination. That is not the title of the message I'm preaching today. That law, simply put, and anybody who doesn't respect this law, you see, on that day, your intentions, there are many people here with good intentions. See how you raise your hand. You have an intention to make Jesus your Lord. You have an intention to make it to heaven. You can imagine my intention as I stand here. You can imagine my intentions. But there is a difference between intentions and reality. And a day will come, your intentions and professions will have to be matched against the reality. And the reality is that, which law did you obey? Which law did you obey? And that law, there are a few laws. One of them is the law of honor. The law of honor. But today we are dealing with the law of destination. That is, there is a particular road you use to get to a particular destination. It's a law. If you don't obey that law, you won't get to the destination you want to get to. So, how many of you want to get to a destination called heaven? Six of you? Oh, 600. All right. I want to ask again. How many of you have an intention to go to heaven? You intend that if you die, you will not be received by demons, but you will be taken by angels into heaven. Can I see your hand? Your intention is to go to heaven. Then you are the one to listen to me, my dear. That if your intention is to go to heaven, then you must respect the law that governs going to heaven. And that law is in Matthew chapter 7. Same Matthew. Can I have the King James, please? And then we read verse number 13. 13. Maybe I should. It says, let me read from my Bible. Up the screen. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many, which is the law of size, many there be which go in thereat. Because, verse 14, straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. I want us to read the New Living Translation, which says, the New Living Translation says, you can enter God's kingdom I want to apologize for a misleading question I asked. It's also true. It's not misleading in its entirety. But I ask you, how many of you want to go to heaven? Yeah. It's true. But the real question ought to have been, how many of you want to enter God's kingdom? Because God's kingdom is here. He said, when you pray, say, thy kingdom. So the kingdom is here. Of course, heaven is part of the kingdom business. We start here. Everlasting life begins here. It's a type of life. It's higher than human life. And then you end up in heaven. So how many of you intend to enter the kingdom of God? All right, you can put your hand down now. How many of you feel that you are in the kingdom of God? By the grace of God. You are in the kingdom. By the grace. Then listen to me. He said, you can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad, and its gate is wide for the many who choose that way. Verse 14. But the gateway to life is very narrow, and the road is difficult, and only a few ever find it. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my responsibility to speak the truth to you, because intentions are one thing and reality is another. That if your intention is to enter God's kingdom, then you need to listen to me very carefully. You see, God's kingdom is just like this church. The doors are not shut. It's not air conditioned. Okay. Yes. Can you go out there and stand on the lawn? Yes. Hallelujah! When I shout hallelujah, say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You responded. And she also responded. She's even shouting. Clap your hands for Jesus. She's clapping her hands. Wave your hand to the Lord. So, if this building was the kingdom, all of us who are in the kingdom are clapping our hands, are waving our hands, but somebody who is outside the kingdom is also clapping her hands and doing the same thing, because she can see us, she can hear us, but she is not in here with us. Many of you can hear the word, can hear the pastor, can feel the presence, can be with us, can see what we are doing, but you are not in the kingdom. See, the fact that you can hear and see does not mean that you are here. Does not mean that you are here. When we are fasting, you fast with us. When we are coming to church, you come to church with us. You are here. Not everybody sitting here today is in the kingdom. I'm going to show you, because that's the message I'm preaching. I'm starting it today. It's a 10-point series. How will you know that you are in the kingdom? How will you know you are in the kingdom? By your title? Lady Reverend? By your title, Episcopal Sister? How will you know you are in the kingdom? By your title, Bishop? How will you know you are in the kingdom? Because you clapped with us? No. Mommy, can you kindly come inside? You will know. Oh, I feel like preaching. You will know you are in the kingdom Not by the fact that you are the one preaching on Sunday morning. Standing in front of a church to preach in the church does not mean you are in the kingdom. Yes. Yes. Standing on the stage to sing solo does not mean you are in the kingdom. First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 9. King James. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. What manner of entering in? How did you enter? How did you enter? How did you enter? How did you enter? What manner? Let me tell you, you will know you are in the right place, not by how you are received, but how you entered. Today, I'm giving people who have been in, who feel you have been around for the past 10 years, 20 years, 5 years, 7 years, 7 months, 7 days. Last week, Sunday, you gave your life to Christ. How did you enter? That's all. It's not what you were wearing when you entered. How did you enter? Now, the Bible tells us in Matthew 7 how to enter the kingdom of God. Matthew 7 verse 14. And if you did not enter this way, he said, can I have the New Living Translation? But the gateway to life, because life, you see, life is found here. The kingdom of God is where life is. Jesus is the life. He's the way, the truth, and the life. If you are in the kingdom of God, you are actually the one, you have the life. And how you entered is not how you are feeling in the place. That like you feel anointed. You feel happy. You feel blessed. You feel God is with you. You feel that you have been accepted in the brethren. No, no, no. What happens in the kingdom is not the point. But how? Is that, but the gateway to life is very narrow. And the road to life is difficult. Difficult. So anybody who has not had any difficulty, you will know you are in the kingdom. Remember, we saw, take us back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 9. King James. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering. How did you enter? There's a way to enter. There's a way to enter a place. Even Jesus said that, I am the door. I am the door. Anybody who did not come through me, but entered through some other way, through some window or some roof, the same is a thief. So you can actually be inside the place, but how you entered, like the two of us are here, you came through the door and I came through the roof. So you see, being inside is not the point. How did you enter? Did you enter through a window?
Remember Jesus Christ was having a healing service? Yes. And they brought a man from the roof, through the roof. Yeah, so you can enter a place through the roof. You can enter a place through, you can dig under. That's how people have stolen millions of pounds of jewels. They dig tunnels. A door is not the only way to enter a room. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to you today. Maybe nobody has told you, but if you ever thought that you can just walk in the church, the kingdom of God. Sorry, I should say the kingdom of God, not the church. The church is different from the kingdom of God. But the church service we are having here is just 1 millionth of kingdom life. 1 millionth. That's not the, if you remove this from your life, you can make it. With difficult to do because God told us to gather. But this is not it. It's not even 100 or 1,000. If there are a million things to do in the kingdom of God, this church service we are having is only one out of a million things. So sitting here in church should not deceive or delude you. Don't think that by dressing up and coming to sit in a church service, you are a part of the kingdom. How did you enter? How did you enter? How did you enter? Many of you are having a good time. If you can sit down a little, because I'm not preaching for a long time. But many of you are having a good time. That's why it's my responsibility to talk to you, because you can actually be deceived. You can go to him, and when you enter and he's sitting there, say, Lord, Lord, how? Tell him, Lord, how? In your name, I preached. In your name, I did wonderful things. He said, who are you, by the way? Why are you being so familiar? Why are you being so friendly? Who are you? I don't know you. How do you enter a place and just say, hi, Lord, Lord, how? How? Angel police, carry the boy out of here. That's why I'm preaching. The kingdom of God is not a place you just saunter in. You just wear anything. Just walk inside and you are in the kingdom. You must be out of your mind. You're out of your mind. Literally out of your mind, because the Bible tells us of a boy. A certain man had two sons, and one was out of his mind, but one day he came to his senses. That's why you must come to your senses fast. Today I'm showing you that the way, if your intention, don't clap, if your intention is to be in the kingdom of God, then there is a word. If you have never experienced that word, you should be very disturbed as I'm talking to you. And that word is difficult. So to start with, anything, you see, one day, let me not give that example. But let me just make the general remark. In this kingdom, where we have church, we have Christian friends, we have marriage, we have lady pastor with a cross, we have a pastor with his mitre, we have a bishop with his staff, we have a singer singing. In this kingdom, any aspect of the kingdom you enter easily is not the kingdom. Preparing you, because there is going to be an interview one day, and the way I see your arrogance, you are going to enter the interview tapping the shoulders of the interviewer. Charlie, how, Lord, how? Your shirt fine, pa. So please sit down. Who is this person? Who is just so familiar? Lord, Lord. Oh, Charlie, how? Did you see the cathedral I built at Pokwase? So who is this person? there is nothing in the kingdom you enter into easily. If you became a lady pastor easily, know that you are in the wrong work. If you became a singer easily, chances are, because a singer, this lady, I know her, she sang, she has a beautiful voice. This voice, are you aware you don't have this voice because you are a Christian? Hello? Yeah. It's not because you are a Christian. You could have been an unbeliever singing in a nightclub. Yes. And learning the words of the song does not make you the appropriate person to sing. If your status as the singer of this church was not attained with difficulty, pain, and I'm informing you, you better resign, because you'll be living in deception for the rest of your life. Any realm in the kingdom that you accessed easily. I didn't become a pastor easily. I was a medical student. 30 years ago, I was in final year medical school, studying for my final exam to become a doctor. 30 years ago. In the middle of my academic trauma, my pastor sent me to Mata Echo. Yes. I was going there 3 times a week. In addition to my medical school ward work, clinical work. Difficult. We have meetings on Tuesdays. When we go to church on Tuesday, then we who are pastors and being trained, we stay. And the meeting starts at 10 p.m. and ends at 4 a.m. Wednesday morning. Not once a month. That's how I became a pastor. I don't know how you became a pastor. I don't know how you became a lady pastor. Hi, I'm preaching a very, very, very deadly message. If you are sitting here, you can sit down, my dear. If you are here, I'm talking about any area, anything. This work you are doing, if you see, there's something called platform. Platform. Those in IT know it. Those in finance know it. We in medicine and health know it. There's a platform. Science. There's a blueprint. It is another way I can put it is the I can't find the basis, the foundation. Foundation is too deep. The basis, the platform on which things are done. You see, in the kingdom of God, maybe nobody has told you. See, as you are sitting here, relaxed and not under any stress, the kingdom of God was built on a platform of sacrifices and blood and pain and cross and thorns and anguish. That's how this thing began. It began with somebody on the cross screaming. It began with somebody's back stripes. It began with bleeding. There is blood in this matter. You can't come and just sit around and be in comfort. There is nothing that is comfortable in this kingdom. Anything you are doing that is being done comfortably and conveniently is outside the kingdom. That's why I told the girl to go out. And while she was outside, she could hear us. The fact that you can hear us, you can see us, you can feel us, doesn't mean you are among us. How did you come here? You've been here for 5 years. You were a Presbyterian before. You were a Catholic before? I was a Methodist. You had the Kodesh before you came here. Forget about Presbyterian. Forget about Catholic. A day will come. In that private interview with Jesus, you will be amazed. Prepare yourself. The road to life, to the kingdom of God, that road is narrow. The gate you use is narrow. And the path is difficult. Difficult. So if I said to you that the walkway to the church has nails and broken bottles, and everybody must use the walkway. You can't use the lawn, you can't use the whatever, the walkway. And there are nails and there are bottles and so on. And you come, and we are all coming barefooted. And you intend to be here. And when I come here, I see you sitting here. What will I do? Can I look at the soles of your foot? Flat. No piercing. No blood. That, you must be some judo man or karate, some ip man. How did you enter? Because if you walked on this thing, there must be stigmata of trauma. That's why Jesus told the parable of a man who threw a dinner and few people came. So he was upset. And he sent his servants to go to town to call anybody they could find. Time will fail me to delve deep into the story. Suddenly, by the Lord of the house's decision, the place was full. Every chair was full. Every chair was occupied. Ladies and gentlemen, suddenly the horn blew. The Lord of the house is entering. Everybody stood up. I can imagine the horn was blowing, or some special music, or a hand clap. And the Lord of the manor entered with his flowing robes. And as he was passing through the door and making his way to his seat, he saw a man who was not properly appareled. And he asked the man, "How did you enter here?" So I'm showing you that you can enter. When everybody was supposed to wear purple shirts, he was wearing a green shirt. Read the Bible. Find the scripture for me. And the man sat down. The man, he said, "Stand up. How did you come in here?" The man was surprised. Said, "But I was with my friends." "Yeah, you are with your friend, but your friends are wearing purple shirts." I'm just saying to you that you can't just walk in. The doors are open. It's not these doors. Wake up. It's not these doors. The kingdom of God, there's a way. That's why he said, you yourself, you know what manner of entering in. Immediately, he signaled the ashes, "Come," and they bound him hand and foot. King James Bible says, hand and foot. Have you found it? Matthew 22, verse 13. Verse 9. "Go into the highways, and anybody you find, bring to the marriage." So the servants went in verse 10 and gathered everybody. And the wedding was furnished with guests. Verse 11, when the king came in, he saw there a man which had not a wedding garment. He didn't see two men. He didn't see three men. Meanwhile, these guys were huddled together in some room somewhere, and all of them were called. How is it that between the place and the banquet hall, some managed to change? Because in Eastern tradition, at the door were garments. If you went for a wedding in Palestine, Arabia, there is, you don't buy your garment. In fact, the Amplified Bible or some version says it. The wedding garment was provided. So the man who felt insulted, find it, one of the translations talks about the apparel that was provided. So the man had the right to ask him, how are you wearing green? Because, do you know how he was wearing green? He was careless. He was careless about the entering in. Because he was with friends. They were all gambling. They were all smoking weed. They were all watching pornography. When the servants went and called them, how come some of his friends managed to wear purple shirts? How come? Is that it? The Living Bible. When the king came in to meet the guest, he noticed a man who wasn't wearing the wedding robe provided for him. So it's not like they were just told to go and find their own something. No. The robe, this is Eastern culture. The wedding robe you wore, so you wore whatever you wanted to wear, but and on the ground of the wedding, depending on whose side you were on, you had something to wear. In the spirit, when all of us should be wearing white linen, some of you are wearing khaki. Ladies and gentlemen, today I'm informing you. I'm telling you. That's why God sends preachers to warn. He sends teachers to explain. He sends prophets to speak into and address issues. I'm telling you that if your intention is to be in this kingdom, then the manner of entering is as important as anything else you are doing here. And it's not just entering the church. Any rank, any level, there is nothing you do for God at your convenience. That's why our pastor read it. It said the people who wear soft clothing are in king's palaces. Right. If you are here, you want to walk with God softly and gently and conveniently, the enemy will lick you like a cube of sugar. What manner? Ask your neighbor, how did you enter here? How did you enter here? So today, the title of the message is The Narrow Way. The Narrow Way. That's the title. The Narrow Way. And I have preached this about 90% of the message. Sometimes you can give the title at the beginning. Sometimes you can give the title at the end. Then I've given my title at the end. You can write it at the top. I want to talk to you next week, God willing, next 2 weeks, about 10 difficulties you should experience. 10 difficulties everybody must experience. Otherwise, where you are, it's not the kingdom of God. It's your own imagination. It's your own imagination. And you can join the preachers who are deceiving themselves. You can join the miracle workers who are deceiving themselves. You can join the prophets who are deceiving themselves. I'm talking to you about 10 difficulties. Everybody, if your intention is to be in this kingdom, then you should have experienced 10 difficulties. Let me give you one. The first difficulty is the difficulty of breaking worldly habits. You can be sitting here and still be practicing your worldly behaviors. And it's so easy, isn't it? It's very easy to be here and you are sleeping with her. It's very easy. It's very easy to be here and you are betting. You've placed a bet, West Ham versus Portsmouth. It's so easy. It's so easy to be here to be singing in the choir. Meanwhile, you are fornicating with the head usher. It's so easy. It's so easy. It's so easy. Katosha bahata kababa. Mayada bababa. It's so easy to be sitting here and you are just a liar. You are just a crook. It's so easy. The real difficulty is breaking away, breaking free from your worldly ways, your unbeliever ways. Exactly how you were as an unbeliever. That's how you are here, veiled with church things. If we lift up the dress you are wearing now, we are going to see your real, that you are a wolf. You are a wolf in sheep's clothing. You are sitting here. 1 Timothy 4 verse 10. It said, Demas. For Demas has forsaken me. You see, whatever is difficult, we were not created by God to do difficult things. We were created by God to do easy things. That's why most people in the world are poor. Most people in the world are poor. 98%. Because it's very easy to be poor. Most pastors are not anointed. Because it's very easy to be unanointed. Just live your normal life. Don't pay any price. There's a phrase in English. Paying the price. Paying the price. You can't sit here and still be with your Barclays Bank MD boyfriend. It is the breaking away. It's the breaking of that relationship that poses a difficulty. If you want to come in, then break it. You cannot enter. It's difficult. Can you pay it? It's so easy. Look at me preaching. It's so easy for me. And when I was not born again, I got saved 40 years ago. I was deeply into pornography. It's not today. No. The magazines were under my mattress. Hardcore porn. Under my mattress. When I wake up, that's my quiet time. Mommy, don't you think it's so easy for me to also be on my phone watching pornography in the night? I mean, I was awake at 2 a.m. this morning. No, not 2 o'clock. I was awake at 1 a.m. Then I slept around 1:30. And I woke up around 4:20. And I've been up. My wife was sleeping. The room was in the dark. I had a phone with a lot of data. I could be watching pornography. It even makes me feel...
Yeah. a type of feeling.
It's easy.
Yeah.
Remember, it's so easy.
You pay the price.
You pay the price, baby. You got to pay the price. And the price is the difficulty of tearing, severing the relationships. Break that habit. So in 1 Timothy 4:10, Demas, who was in the church, was around, was with Paul, was a leader, but he had not broken his worldly ways because it's difficult. In Ephesians 4, verse 22, the Bible says that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. You got to put it off. If you don't put it off, see, the difficulty is in the putting off. The difficulty is in the removing of the old man. It's an old shed. Remove it. If you want to wear it and still be around, you can wear it. But just know that you are not in the kingdom. You will never be allowed entry into any dimension of kingdom space with ease. With ease. With ease. Anything you are doing that is easy, know that you are off. It's just a matter of time. You'll not be around. That you put off. Put off. If it was fire, we would have said extinguish the fire. But this one looks like a dress. Remove it. And it's difficult. There are some dresses, if it's very tight, it's not easy to remove it. Jeans trousers. Yes. Jeans trousers. And if your buttocks are big buttocks. Sometimes you must lie down and call your son to come and remove it, to pull it. And as he's pulling, he's moving you also off the bed. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm saying that the first difficulty is in breaking your old ways, your old ways. The girls, the boys, the groups, the things. Remove yourself from it first. Can you do it? You can't do it. You are not in the kingdom. Don't deceive yourself. Can be here. A girl, one pastor somewhere. I don't even know, I forget the story. How he came into contact with a girl who either is here or was here. I've not had the time to really look at it well. But he sent me a text that the girl told him, the pastor somewhere, that one of the dancing stars in First Works here was forcing himself to sleep with her. And he sent you the picture, but I've not opened the picture. So that person may be. No, the internet things. But it will open one day. It may be you. It may be you. It may be you. I've got the details with your picture. So you are here, you are a dancing star, but you have not put off your fornication ways. Can you imagine the number of girls I could be sleeping with? Who doesn't have a past? But when you are coming, what makes it difficult is that at the gate, the removal of your paraphernalia, that's the problem. That's why some of you cannot be serious Christian, because in your old life you were not studious. You're not reading. You have now a born again Christian. You've brought it here. You don't read your Bible every day. You are just an unbeliever who attends church, or who sings, or who dances, or who preaches, or who is in the choir, or who does what, who sits behind the pastor and gives the pastor water. You are just an unbeliever. Wake up. Number two. The first one is, what's the first one? Write it in English. The difficulty of breaking worldly habits. You can't. You are deceiving yourself. Having a big Bible called Holy Bible will not save you. What are the behaviors you were behaving in the world? You've brought it here. You have come to seduce the pastor. Come to seduce the pastor. Because you were seducing lecturers. How did you get your first class? How did you get your first class? Look, tell two people around you, it's not easy. It's not as you are thinking. It's not easy. In America, we say, it ain't easy, baby. It ain't easy, baby. It ain't easy. Wake up! It ain't easy. Can't just come and sit here, read a hymn, sing a hymn, read the verse, drop a coin, and go back, and you are deceiving yourself. You know who. I'm talking about difficulties. And because it's the opener, I'm giving you three difficulties. Number two, I think the water is hot and the message is also hot, so let me stop it now. Next week we come at 6:30 when it is cold. The water is cool next week, then we can. No, it's too hot. You like it hot. So I should continue. Nonsense. Nonsense. Today's church is awash with crooks. Pastor crooks. Prophet crooks. Bishop crooks. Member crooks. Singers there. We don't mention them. And you think that you can just get by with anything? He sent me to talk to you. I'm talking to myself as I'm preaching. You think I'm talking to you? I'm addressing myself also. Number two, the difficulty of leaving worldly friends behind. That's how narrow doesn't mean that it is 1 inch. Narrow is the difficulty. Abba, you've come to sit here with your white kambu. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. Wherefore, take me to 15. Let's get a bigger context and have a little panorama. And what concord has Christ with Belial? What concord? What fellowship? What flow? What relationship? What relationship has Christ with devils? How did Christ sit with devils? Or what part has he that believeth with an infidel? Infidel is just two words. In, there's the opposite. Fidelis, faithfulness. Infidels are people who are not faithful. They're not faithful. You make him a singer, he's not faithful to the cause of singing. At this time, we should have a worship leader. When she's leading worship, the whole place is dark with a Shekinah cloud. But nobody wants to pay the price. Infidelity, not faithful. I've been with the head of the ashes. You yourself, you are coming to church during the service, during the preaching. When you should have been here early to see to arrangement of chairs, seating arrangements, and all that. No. You're not faithful. I can be a pastor. I traveled, I've come. I'm very tired. I have no idea what is going on in my body. You will not believe it if I tell you what I'm experiencing as I'm preaching to you. I could be at home and send a text, because he's a preacher. Didn't he preach last week? Has he never preached in this church before? I'm asking the question, has he not preached before? You think he can't preach today? But I'm here because I want to be faithful to you. That's why I expect that you also will be faithful. It's painful to give all your body to somebody and the person gives you just one arm and two toes. Very painful. When you discover it, what concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has he that believes with an infidel? 16. What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. And I will be their God. And they shall be my people. 17. Wherefore, come out. Come out. Come out from among them and be separate. That separation is difficult. Everybody, anybody here, from this bishop to this bishop, all of us here, anybody who cannot point to people you left to come and sit here, you've not left anybody, you're not a proper Christian. I'm not talking about a man leaving girls. I'm talking about you and your male friends. Because it doesn't take one person to live a life. You were an unbeliever. Your unbeliever life, you were an unbeliever with the help of some people. You can never be an unbeliever alone. How many of you can think of some people who were unbelieving with you as an unbeliever? Oh yes. There's no life you can live alone. Even monks are not alone. So to say you have left and you cannot point to boys, friends, a girl, girls, your brother, your big sister, you can't point to somebody you have separated yourself from, then you are not around here. You can't point to a festival you stopped attending. You can't point to a shrine. You can't point to a malam. You can't point to some girl. You can't point to a nightclub. You can't point. I'm telling you, see, I'm saying that anybody here who is flowing as if nothing has changed. Revelations 18 and verse 4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her. Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins. Sumahata makuta bahakata bahata baba rakasitaba, and that ye receive not of her plagues. Anybody who is a pastor, you are a lady pastor, yes, you cannot point to church members you broke relationships with in your accent, I should say. It's like your world as a lady pastor is the same world you are in as a, your friend is saying, lady reverend, then you have not paid the price. Then if you ascended with the group, then you are a lady pastor. You're not a lady reverend. It's fake. I'm telling you. The difficulty is that as a lady pastor, you used to spend a lot of time with Pastor William, Reverend Elizabeth, and so. But now that you are a lady reverend, you see, which also means that you may not be even working well as a lady reverend. Yeah, if you want to really live the life, then you are saying that LP is the same as LR. And there must be a difference. I can show you my phone. I can take you. The messages I've not read about 2005. The unread messages. Please, what's the number?
Hey, 2099.
2099 are the ones I've not read. I read them little by little when I'm free and I reply. I can take you down. 3,000, 2,000 messages down. You see people I was relating with. People I was texting. But now, I don't text them. Because the company you keep determines what accompanies you as you go. To be a pastor, Dennis, and you are with the same, it's not the same life. The same friends, the same UD friends, the same UD relationship, the same. No, 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 no. Today's your first time. If you decide to enter the kingdom, you should be able to point to people you do not relate with anymore. There is nobody Jesus called who did not leave a human being. John and Peter, they left their father and Andrew, father. Some of you want to live your real life, your exactly what you are doing, even the work you do. You don't want to modify your commitments. You want to enjoy the privileges of kingdom life and also the privilege. Look, let me tell you that. How did we end up here? You think I'm not qualified to work in the hospital? There's a level you need to modify. You can't have it all and still have it all. I heard a voice. It said, come out of here. Come out. Come out of here. Come out of her. And some of you sitting here, I speak by the spirit that the hair is literally a female. Yeah, there are some of you here who must break a relationship or two with females if you are a guy. And if you are a girl, some guys in your life must be history. History. Can't be here with your boyfriend. some man who plays with your body a little, come out. Come out. It's difficult. Because any man you allow to touch parts of your body is somebody you have also handed your emotions to, your soul to. Yes. Because there's no woman who is loose. No woman. If you know a woman who is loose, like those slay queens on Instagram, they have exchanged their soul for something. So to ask this girl to stop relating with that man, you might as well kill her. Not because he gives her money. No, not money. She has money, not accommodation. She's built a house. But emotionally, he needs some holdings and touchings. And that, ladies and gentlemen, that is where the difficulty, you got to do it. You can't do it, then you are not in the kingdom. Deceive yourself. You got to do it. You like boys? Break away from them. You don't want to break away, then you are not in the kingdom. You are into area boys? You don't want to stop? Then you are not in that. Fuck, you see, I'm here to speak the truth to you. Anybody who cannot point to, I can point to people. I can point to girls. Yes. Stop it. You can't. You can't. You can't. You can't. I think I want to end here. We'll continue next week with number 3, number 4, number 5, and number 6. God willing. Stand to your feet. Lift your hands, everybody. Lift your hands quickly. I want you to pray. Pray and ask the Lord to give you the strength to do the difficult things. You see, especially those of us who are in positions of authority, people are watching us. If it was just left with you, it will not even be too difficult. Lift your hands. And ask the Lord to give you the strength to do the difficult things.
Oh, Jesus.
Lift your hands. Katala basata. Rakutaba. Mani momo sande de bo shakata.
Katabaloso.
Remanas abahata kalababa. Ramanumazine ni masunde de baka. Site katamosa paradaba. Ramamosh kebahata la baba. Open your mouth and pray and ask the Lord to help you to go through the narrow and difficult way.
Help me, Lord. Help me.
Open your mouth and pray.
Lo para de adabalabasata. Oko, we pray. We pray.
Is there any worldly habit that is still lurking around?
For help.
Help me, Lord.
For strength. To tear myself. To remove myself.
Lift your hands, open your mouth and pray now. Open your mouth and pray. Talk to God for 10 seconds as we close. Talk to God. What have you imported into the kingdom? Any contraband behavior, any contraband relationship automatically ejects you from the kingdom, because it has to be difficult. It was not meant to be easy. So if you are finding it easy, chances are that you are not a part of the kingdom. Rabahata. Ramanus Kabahata Rabayada. Mayandala Basata. Father, we thank you. Close your eyes now. Put your hand down this morning before we close. I believe that there is someone here who wants to take a decision to give his life to Jesus. I don't know who you are. But I sense in my spirit that the Holy Spirit is drawing people. He says, come to me. He said, my yoke is easy. What they are saying is difficult. It's difficult. But I will make it easy for you to do it. I will help you to do it. And as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, I'm going to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to surrender my life to Jesus today. I thought it was that easy. To just enter a church. One of the things you are going to learn, point number 8 or 9, is the shame of Christ. Yes, oh, come there. I want to say, Pastor, I want to identify with Jesus. I want to be born again. If you are here like that, lift your hand. Yes, lift your hand high. Pastor, pray with me. I want to be born again. I see your hand. I see your hand, my brother. I see your hand, my sister. Lift it high. Lift it high. I see. I want to say, Pastor, it's difficult, but I want Jesus. There is no difficulty that can compare with the difficulty of living a life outside the kingdom. The harshness of living a life outside Jesus. Lift your hand high. I see your hand. I see your hand high. Lift it high. 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 If your hand is up, I want you to come to me here. Come to the front here. Come to me here. Come to me here. Come. Come to Jesus. It's difficult. It's not easy. You want to join them? Giving you 3 seconds. You can leave your seats. You can leave your seats and come and join them now. You can leave your seats and come and join them now. He's calling you. Jesus is calling you. Jesus is calling you. Don't harden your heart. Jesus is calling you. He's calling you. Father, we thank you. Come. Lift your hands, everybody. And say this prayer after me. Say, Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. Say, I realize I am a sinner. I've gone far from you. I'm not one of your own. But today, I feel that you are drawing me to you. It is your mercy you are showing to me. Oh God, have mercy on me and wash my sins. Cleanse me. Have mercy on me and make me your child. Today, I declare that I am born again. I am your child. I'm starting a new life. Through the narrow way, the difficult way, the difficult way, have mercy on me.
and help me to pay the price to be in this kingdom. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands for them.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makenere Cathedral near Valley View University, OUB, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.